You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who gives edible undies as gifts just because they taste good, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for Act 3 of tonight's show, and it is great to have you here, wherever you're joining us from tonight, around Wisconsin or parts beyond, over the app and stream. We are having a great time tonight. If you missed the first part of the show, Act 1, we talked to Andy Wassman, who had he is organizing this beer run. Dr. Lyerly, have you heard about this? It's the Run Nina is a group, and they do four laps, and you have to chug a beer after every lap. So I thought that was kind of like they're sort of like spitting in the face of general wisdom, which is people are going away from alcohol, and they're promoting it during exercise, which I thought was really fun.
The last lap is a blast. The runners are like, "Wow!"
They have, I'm not kidding, they have a puke bucket. And he was talking about that. And I, the first thought was, what a bunch of lushes. But no, that would be a serious thing. But we talked to Andy. That was a great interview, folks. If you want more information on the event, go to civicmedia.us. And all of our hours are cataloged in podcast form. And there are some fun pictures there as well. In hour number two, we talked to Alan Kapischke. He is a professor of theater at UWGB. His show Constellations is coming up in early April. It sounds like a lot of fun. Let me ask you this, Dr. Lyerly. I think, you know, one of my questions for him was, do people in Green Bay that live there that have nothing to do with the college realize they have access to great theater and take advantage of it? And he said he didn't think so. Not to say some people don't, but do you ever do that?
I wish I could say yes, because we both have theater kids, and I feel like I should be a better part of that community, but no. I mean, it's a beautiful theater.
Yeah,
but
oh, gorgeous.
No, I haven't. I should.
And I'm the same way. I live not even an hour away, and I'm like, why don't I make a night of that? Like, it's just not, sometimes it's just not on your radar, and you need a shove. But that was really fun talking to Alan, folks, so check out that as well. We talked about a lot of stuff. And our question of the night, folks, is what is your favorite Robert Duvall movie? Robert Duvall passed away a couple days ago. He is a true titan of show business. He's got an incredible body of work, and his body was just okay. But he's a great actor. So check those out and answer the question. Be part of the show. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know what your favorite Robert Duvall movie is. You can also text us on the app, or if you're watching the radio on the stream, drop us a stream comment. Speaking of stream comments, this was a great one. Joe, who is watching the radio on YouTube, says, it's always a great evening when Dr. Kristen is on. I could not agree more, Joe. You got
hey
fans.
Joe, thanks.
You got fans, Lyerly.
I like hanging out with you. It's just so fun and easy. I have my pizza here. I've got a beer.
Oh, wow.
We're just
really?
Chatting. Yeah.
Do I have, I've always been wanting to be one of those people that had an aura. Would you say I have an aura?
I think you have to be in person with somebody to say that they have an aura.
Interesting. Okay.
Don't you think?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I was kidding anyway.
Like, there's a whole other dimension. I honestly believe this is going to sound wacky, but I honestly believe that there is like this ribbon of something that we do not understand that runs through the universe and connects us all. And just don't even try. But it is a very human thing. And I think aura is part of that.
I totally agree with you. And I remember, you know, there's a book by a guy named Brian Greene called, it's on string theory, The Elegant Universe. And he kind of equates, just like you said, a string connecting us all through physics and all that kind of stuff. And I just, it's so funny you said that. I just watched something today I saw on Twitter, if you can believe that, or X, about David Lynch talking about transcendental meditation and what it's done for him. And I'm a fan. I've dabbled, but I felt like after I watched this video today, I need to get more into it. I need to get that ribbon out there, Kristen, and connect myself to the world. So,
you know, I was listening to your theme music and I was thinking about Ringo Starr and the Beatles and George Harrison, because when I was recovering acutely from my injuries, I watched the Beatles because I love them and they always make me feel good. And I watched the George Harrison bio, whatever it is, documentary, and he was a big meditator. And yes, when he died, he was like, that's cool because I'm going to that place that I've been trying to go to forever. And I was thinking, I wish I could meditate, but I just cannot get myself to like settle down long enough to be in that stream of consciousness.
And that's, but you're the person, and I don't mean to make assumptions, but that's why, like, people like us who are kind of people person or out there do need that. And I feel like, you know, I don't want to tempt fate. Like, I believe in what I believe in, but if George Harrison, what if he dies and that's it? It's just dark. There's nothing.
That,
like, this could be it. This could be, look, we've got water, trees, soil, laughter, hugs, blue sky. This could be it. So treat it like heaven.
If this is it, I'm really glad that we're here together tonight, Pete.
Me too. I'm glad you made it through that accident, Kristen.
Pete, so you don't freak out, yeah. A therapist once told me, do you remember what it was like before you were born?
Yeah.
Oh, well, never mind. Then the whole thing doesn't work. So
okay, but that would be the argument for there is nothing after this?
No, that's the argument of don't freak out about it if there's nothing.
Oh, right.
Pete's mom was like, fair. Go into the light. Finally, just go into the light.
I'm ready. No, and I agree with that. And that's how I used to think. Like, if you're in nothingness and someone said, well, you could go to this place where they have all this stuff, that would sound like heaven. So, you know, and I hope that, you know, after this, I'm banking that there is something because I'm trying to be a good person.
Yeah, you just never know. So you just got to, like, you know, be good and be connected and just try to enjoy it.
I agree with it. And I like that you're a doctor and you're kind of verifying all this because this was unexpected talk, folks. This is what they call tangential discussion. So I'm glad we had it, though. This is fun.
Deep
conversation where you never know where it's going to go. Speaking of all of that, Dr. Lyerly, you mentioned that we have two kids. We have theater kids. That's another thing that I think is a reason we're friends. And I've met your son, Lindsay, who a couple years ago came into the studio with you. Wonderful kid. He's at Stevens Point now with my daughter. They're both in the musical theater program. How do you like that?
What if they started dating?
Now you made it weird. I am so going to send this link to my daughter. No.
Don't. Lindsay would kill me. No, you know, the theater program is so neat. Well, first of all, it's like they call it the Broadway of the Midwest. Stevens Point does an amazing job of training these theater kids. And they did this Fringe Fest last weekend that I was floored. Student written, directed, produced, the crew, everything was student led. I just honestly could not believe the talent.
I remember sitting there last year when my daughter was part of that, and I was as entertained by the college kids watching the show and all of their friends. It's so funny. You there's a while after college where you're like, yeah, I'm still young and all that. And then now you see it and it's like, whoa. Things have changed, like, in a good way. I'm not saying, but they're very open, they're very fun, and theater kids are like that anyway, but it's a blast.
Even some of the shows that they wrote and the emotions that were in their shows and the way that they were able to talk about it, because we don't, like, we're Gen Xers, we don't talk about things quite like that. It helped me understand them a little bit better. And then afterwards, we were all out in the hallway and they all convened and they were loving on each other.
Yeah.
And it just, as a mom, it made me feel so happy for myself.
That's so great. And I envy that you live in Green Bay, because, like, I love Marinette, where I live, it's beautiful, it's great, but we are so far from everything. Like, you're an hour from Stevens Point, basically. Hour and 10
hour
minutes.
And a half.
That's nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Hour and a half.
Yeah. It's an hour and a half.
You know, the speed limit is no longer 55.
Trust me. I know.
Yeah.
No, I used to drive through Stevens Point all the time. That was how I got to school when I was in college, because I went to the University of Minnesota and I came from Kaukauna. And so I took Highway 10 through Stevens Point. It's all different now. But sometimes when I'm driving, I get a little nostalgic.
That's so cool. All right, let's wrap up this awesome conversation, even though I don't want to, because we were talking about auras and it's fun. Medical shows. I have so many lawyers in my family. They can't watch Law and Order or legal dramas because it's just not, you know, it's TV. Are you that way with medical shows, or do you like watching like procedural medical dramas?
I don't watch a ton of TV, but back in the day I watched ER, and recently I've watched a few episodes of The Pitt, and I have to say, I really like it. And here's why. I think it's really well done, but also they'll say fancy things and then they'll explain it in a way like they're almost teaching the audience about these things.
Right.
And like the doctor who likes to educate in me is like, yes, this is what TV should be. So yeah, highly recommended. Please watch The Pitt.
Wow, that's a great endorsement. And it won the Emmy for best drama, I believe, if my memory serves. But I gotta be honest, I don't like when, remember when CSI came out?
Uh-huh.
Like I like shows that force you to catch up. And like CSI is like, they're like over this cadaver. Now, what are you doing that for? Well, if I do this, it's like, I'll pick up. I know you're over a dead body and I get that you're doing your job. You don't have to get, like, I don't think people talk like that. Like, do you talk to other doctors when you're standing over someone giving birth like that?
No, I talk to my patients usually because there's not another doctor in the room.
That's why you're a good doctor.
You do have to change the way that you talk, though, the words that you use and how you use them, because you want to make sure that you're understood.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. There are times I talk to you and you're such a good doctor and such a nice person. I almost wish I could have a baby just so you could be my OBGYN. How cute is that? Is that like the sweetest thing you've ever heard? Sommers?
It's weird.
It's up there.
Totally weird. It's almost as weird as the Kennedy Kid Rock video. Kristen, thank you so much. You were so much fun. You're a blast.
I love hanging out with you. Thanks for the invite. Let's do it again.
Absolutely. Hey, you got a quick plug for your show this weekend. Who's coming up?
Abe, my oldest son. He's my producer. We're talking about media and how Gen Z digests it versus how Gen X digests it. Social media, legacy media. It's going to be an interesting show.
Fascinating. Do not miss the Dr. Kristen Lyerly show here on Civic Media. Thank you very much, my friend. Have a great night and take care of those injuries, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. See you later. Bye. That's Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Check out her show. Be a patient. Just follow her on social media. She's always so much fun. Zomers, is it really obvious when she's on that I'm trying to get free medical advice?
Well, it is when you say you have her on for free medical advice. I think when you tell her that's the reason, it kind of gives it away.
That's the giveaway. See, I tip my hand. That's the problem, right? Yeah, fair enough. All right, Kristen Lyerly, folks, check out her show. We have got Steve Gillespie coming up in just a couple minutes. He's going to tell a very funny comedian.
Actually, if you want to hear a clip of him, we have just enough time if we started pretty much right away.
Let's play Steve's clip. Here's a clip of Steve Gillespie, our next guest, coming up after the break.
I can pinpoint that first moment that I felt anxiety in my life. I can really pinpoint it. It was when I had a shower with my classmates in middle school. Do you guys remember public education? Do you guys remember what that was? It was like history, geometry, a little bit of prison. And they put me on Ritalin. What a strange sequence of events that was. Hey, on the hard time focusing, here's some speed. Okay, you're good in focus. Now go get in a shower and bathe with everybody you grew up with. Lying in there naked, 12 inches apart. That's what the taxpayers are paying for. Let's go. I mean, it was fine. There was an adult there watching, so what? No big deal. It's an adult man there.
That's just so bizarre. I want to clarify really quickly, Zomers 608 says, Zomers wanted Super Bowl score to be 1-0. You told him you can't score 1 point. That's what that text was in relation to.
Gotcha.
Apparently, you can score 1 point. I need to be a bigger fan. We're coming right back with Steve Gillespie. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. We are jamming through Act 3 here tonight on a Wednesday of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. It's great to have you here. We're talking about the things we love to talk about, comedy and movies and TV and music and all kinds of fun stuff. And thank you for being here. Monica from Mount Horeb in the 608 says, the great Santini, despite it being so difficult watching how he bullies his son. Yeah, that was tough. That's her favorite Robert Duvall movie. Thank you, Monica. Hope you enjoy the Sean Cassidy concert. She texted us earlier saying she was in line at the Barrymore. Dave in DeForest says Secondhand Lions from the 608 is his favorite.
Ooh, that's a good movie.
Yeah. And that is the voice of my next guest, Mr. Steve Gillespie, very funny comedian. Steve, I had this huge intro. You've done so many cool things. You've been on TV a ton, namely Conan, which is such a great credit. You've had best-selling, this blew me away, because I know your brother Bob. We're friends. Mm-hmm. Bob's funny. But he doesn't have a best-selling. He lives in Costa Rica, but he doesn't have a best-selling comedy album. Do you guys?
I think you would trade having a house in Costa Rica for that.
Maybe. Steve's album Alive on State reached number one on iTunes comedy charts and hit the top 10 on the Billboard charts. He's here tonight to tell us about this cool show. I've kind of been talking about this all night, Steve. You're the Dose Psychedelic Comedy Show, but you let's start with your Duvall film. Were you a fan of his in general?
Days of Thunder.
Nice. Okay. And somebody called that Top Gun adjacent, and I thought that was interesting.
It's kind of is, yeah. I just saw it again recently. I was in a hotel room. You know, I can't remember what city I was in, but I was in a hotel room late at night, and I caught it. And I really. It'd been so long since I'd seen it, and I was like, you know what? It's a good movie. It's a good, fun movie. I liked it a lot more than I remembered liking it.
Have you seen F1?
No, I heard it's good, though.
Yeah.
I heard it's good.
I wonder, because I don't remember Days of Thunder very well. I did see it, but I saw F1. I liked F1. The Best Picture nomination threw my whole universe into upheaval, but it was a nice movie, but...
I can't remember any other Robert Duvall movies. I know there's a bunch out there, but I can't really remember. I mean, obviously The Godfather, right?
Right.
I mean, yeah, those are good.
He's been in so much, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk. I want to mention something else to you. You have a Wisconsin connection. You and your brother, the aforementioned Bob, were born and raised for how long in Ripon?
I was born there, so I was there until... Yeah, 18 when I went to college. Yeah, I actually went to Ripon College for a couple of years too. So
you have a strong Wisconsin connection. I didn't realize you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, and yep. Were you like, could you not wait to get out, or was it hard to leave? Give us a little Wisconsin porn.
I wouldn't say it was hard to leave. I just ended up going to grad school in Minnesota at the University of Minnesota, and then that's where I started. I just started doing stand up in Minneapolis and. Just kind of ended up being there for a long time. But I mean, I love Wisconsin. I love going back. I like performing there. I mean, Milwaukee and Madison are one of my favorite places to do stand up. Yeah, Wisconsin's been really good to me over the years. All those places, Appleton, Eau Claire, you know, I think my dad still lives in northern Wisconsin up in, what is it called?
Managua, Eagle
Managua,
River.
That's it. Yeah, Managua.
Nice.
So I go back. My mom lives in Green Lake now. So, yeah, I still go back quite a bit.
That's so cool. Let's talk comedy. Your act has been described, and I got this off a comedy club website, so I don't know if you wrote it or the club wrote it, but after listening to the clip we just heard from you, I thought it was interesting. It says, Steve's act is a slap-happy balance of aggression and absurdity coupled with a delightfully pushy persona. That's like a comedian's personality. That's like the perfect combination.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. I mean, definitely more on the absurdist side, but like to push the envelope a little bit. Yeah, for sure.
All right. You've also worked with some of my favorites, Rory Scovel, who I haven't done stand-up in years, but I know his stuff. Dave Attell, got to work with him back in the day. Great comic. Mm-hmm.
I got a funny Dave Attell story.
Oh, please share it, if you can.
It's such a funny, like, just being a young comedian who's starstruck. You know, I was so nervous. We're in the green room together. It's just me and him. I think at that point, I'd probably been doing stand-up maybe 5 or 6 years. It's like a sold-out show. I don't even know how I got the gig. I don't even, you know, it was just like a stroke of luck to be able to open for him. And we're sitting in the green room and I don't know what to say to him. I don't know what to do, you know, I'm like nervous. And they had a box of Trivia Pursuit cards in it, right, in the green room. So I picked that up and I started reading him Trivia Pursuit questions. And after about the fourth one, he just goes, "Yeah, can we not do this?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, sorry." But then he was so nice. So he watched my whole set, and then after the show, he came up to me and like referenced a couple of my jokes, and he was really a sweet guy. He just didn't want to be bombarded with Trivia Pursuit questions by a nervous kid.
Maybe it was the category. Maybe if you switched categories, he would have been okay with it.
Oh, I lost the audio.
Oh, we can still hear you if you can hear us. Do we still have him, Aaron?
I can't hear you guys.
We can hear him.
Oh, we can hear you, Steve.
It could be the headphones, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we'll figure it out. We've got comedian Steve Gillespie.
I'm going to try to just pop out.
Sure.
And pop back in.
We've got comedian Steve Gillespie here. When we come back, we're going to do the news, and then Steve is going to come back and tell us about this really cool show. He's hosting and producing. It's called the Dose Psychedelic Comedy Show. It's coming to Wisconsin, and I'll tell you about a couple other dates he has coming to the Dairy State as well. He's a native Wisconsinite and hilariously funny. And we are coming right back after the news with more from Steve Gillespie. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightline on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back.
Hey, that always reminds me of that Bill Hicks special.
Oh, nice call. Yeah.
Yeah, that song always reminds me of that special.
That's a great call. That is Steve Gillespie, my current guest. We are back here for the home stretch of Nightlight tonight on a Wednesday night. Nick Spookster on the stream says, Nick Offerman. What were we talking about, Summers?
I don't remember. That was yeah, early on in the break.
Early on in the break.
I think you were trying to remember somebody's name.
Yeah. He's in that show I was just talking about. He's in the Death by Lightning show.
Oh, perfect. Okay, thank you, Spookster. Appreciate that. Sydney Frankenstein says, welcome back, Pete. Thank you, Sydney. Great to be back. All right, Steve Gillespie is my guest here on Nightlight. Steve and I, this is our first meeting. I'm friends with his brother, Bob, who is also a funny comedian. And Steve is... join the show tonight because he's got a really cool show that he's traveled around, and it's this wildly popular show called the Dose Psychedelic Comedy Show. Steve, tell us about this show.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely out there a little bit, but we've been doing it about 3 years. It started in Denver. We've been touring all over the country with it. Basically, what it is we set up a safe space for both the audience and the performers to experiment if they so choose. There's no pressure to do anything, but we set up that space, and it's a fully immersive psychedelic experience. It's a multimedia event where we have a live DJ, we have visuals, we have flow performers, and then that leads into a stand-up comedy show.
I thought you meant experiment sexually. Thank God. Okay.
and the live DJ stays on stage with me. So I do a very interactive set with him, an interactive stand-up set with him, with just music cues and sound effects and stuff. So it's a very multi-layered type of performance, I guess is how I'd describe it.
You called it out there, like what, like when psychedelic, that insinuates that there are like drugs involved, and you know, I don't want to make assumptions, or but like I would imagine the rules are different state to state. How does that work? Are people passing stuff out when they walk in the door? Can they bring their own stuff or what?
Yeah, we don't provide anything to anyone. Okay. We don't sell anything or provide anything. But you know, in general, most of the audience is partaking in some sort of psychedelic. Typically, it's psilocybin mushrooms, I would guess. And then, yeah, and then I typically will also be in that space, in that headspace for the show. And yeah.
How does that affect, like, I don't know much about drugs. I do them all the time, but I just don't ask questions. but what does that mean? Like, when does it change your comedy, I guess, when you're under the influence like that?
You know, I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, I would say yes, but I think, you know, I've been using psychedelics for probably, at least 15 years now. And not that I was using them to perform in regular shows, but it was starting to shape, you know, how I was like perceiving the world and my material and stuff like that. So I don't really know how much it's like on a day-to-day basis, you know, like a show-to-show basis between the two, like how much different like my material is going to be. There's some subject matter that's a little different with the psychedelic show, because I will just talk, you know, about the psychedelic experience more than I would in just a regular comedy show. But I'm still doing a lot of just my regular stand-up in that show as well, and vice versa. You know, I think what's really happening with that show, and what I think makes it unique, is that when the audience, most of the audience is also in that headspace, as the same headspace that I'm in, that's just like a whole nother level of connection that's happening within that show. That's probably not happening on just a regular drunk audience. So I guess that's kind of different. And it does get a lot more absurd and silly, especially like working with the DJ, so there's a lot more improvisational stuff that's happening with him, and a lot of back and forth that's obviously not happening when I'm just doing regular stand-up. And I mean, some of the subject matter gets maybe a little bit more personal, a little bit deeper too. I will talk a lot more about some deeper concepts of like consciousness and some spirituality stuff. Some of the things that just kind of go hand in hand with the psychedelic experience.
Wow. That sounds really cool. And you're bringing the show to Wisconsin?
Yeah, we're doing, we're coming back to Milwaukee and Madison. We did both those cities last year. We had two sold out shows last year in both Madison and Milwaukee. And then sort of on March 6th, we are in Madison at the Burr Oak. And on March 7th, we're in Milwaukee at Cooperage, it's called. So yeah, we're doing a lot of this stuff in alternative venues too, a lot of like music venues and rave venues, stuff like that. So if people are interested, you can go to the dosecomedyshow.com, go to our tour dates, or you can go to the Cooperage, they have a website, or the Burr Oak also has a website that has the tickets on it. So
very cool. What gave you this idea? Like, I've never heard of a show like this. I'm sure there are shows or stuff along these lines, but in terms of just stand-up comedy, comedians, audience, all kind of in the same space, as you say, was it kind of risky to pitch this? Did you get people on board right away?
Yeah, I mean, what happened is I started getting booked to do stand-up at some of these psychedelic festivals, like music festivals, where people are, you know, going out into the middle of the mountains or the forest in the middle of nowhere, and you know, they're dancing and raving for three straight days and doing God knows what.
Wow.
And a couple of times people are like, hey, you should come do stand up at one of these events. And I was like, you know, I'll give it a shot. I didn't really think it would be the best place for people to sit and try to listen to somebody for an hour, but it ended up being an amazing experience. And one in particular, I did this festival called June Jam outside of Flagstaff, Arizona, up in the mountains. And you know, I got there I was performing on a Saturday. I got there on a Thursday just to like be in the festival. And I was just, you know, walking around. I'm like, everybody's tripping on LSD or mushrooms. Everyone's in this space. And now I'm going to go on stage, not in that space, and try to entertain them for an hour. It just seemed really disingenuous. And I just didn't think it was going to work. So I decided that I was like, you know what? I'm going to take this tab of acid and I'm going to take this before I perform and just see what happens. And it just ended up being such like a transcending experience for me in that moment. Wow. And I just felt so connected to the audience. I was able to like really riff and improv on things that were happening in the festival. And it ended up just gave me the confidence of being like, you know, if it's done right, if it's set up right, this could be something that could be really fun to do and something that people could really latch onto. You know, there just isn't stand up, isn't really being done in that space. You know, there's a lot of music, yeah. A lot of music happening. There's a lot of like live art going on, people live painting and doing all kinds of other forms of art. But there's never really been anyone trying to do like a spoken performance. So I just felt like it was sort of this like untapped market, this untapped, you know, space to try to bring stand-up comedy into.
Steve Gillespie is my guest, very funny and talented comedian. You've maybe seen him on Conan. He's also had best-selling comedy albums, which is pretty cool, on iTunes and Billboard. He is bringing his show, The Dose, a psychedelic comedy show, to Wisconsin March 6th and 7th, dates in Milwaukee and Madison. Can people find out more information, Steve? Do you have like a website or something?
Yeah, thedosecomedyshow.com. You can also go to The Dose Comedy Show on Instagram. My regular Instagram is Comic Gillespie. If you just search Stephen Gillespie or Steve Gillespie, you'll find all that stuff. So,
am I crazy or does it seem like almost everybody has the internet now?
Yeah, almost.
We're getting there.
Let me ask you this. I wish I didn't.
Yeah, no kidding. If you had to do a show, what would be easier for you if only one entity was on psychedelics, the comedian or the crowd?
If I had, so either I had to be on psychedelics and the crowd wasn't, or the crowd had to
or
be
vice
on psychedelics.
Versa. Yeah.
I would say the crowd, if the crowd is on psychedelics and I'm not, and I'm still just doing stand-up, I'd rather do that. Yeah. If the crowd's not on psychedelics and I am, that's going to be really difficult. That's going to be difficult.
Oh, well, this sounds like a really cool show. I'm very curious. And
you got to come, Pete. Come
I think it's,
out.
Yeah, it sounds like an absolute, I might actually be in Madison for one of those days. So we'll definitely keep in touch with you on that. And who are your favorite comics right now, Steve? Like, who, when you flip around the dial, who is it like, oh, I got to watch this? Or are you like a lot of comics, you don't want to watch comedy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I still watch a fair amount. And I mean, I still like get very inspired by comedians. And I mean, God, I don't know if you know Eddie Pepitone, I think is one of the funniest.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
People, his special For the Masses, I think is one of my favorite specials that's been done in the last 10 years. Such an incredible special. There's a new guy, Jeffrey Osmus. He's actually from Wisconsin. He's in New York now, but he's a Madison kid. Actually, you know what? He grew up in Minnesota, but then he started in Madison. He's really funny. He's crushing it. He's, you know, he's a very just incredible joke writer. The amount of work, the amount of stuff he's putting out is really impressive. There's a lot of guys. Roy Scholl is another one I think is really funny. Maria Bamford, she's really funny. I'm trying to think of some like really
so many
people.
Great names, like thanks to Reels. Like I didn't know a lot of the new comedians until I found Reels, and then you know you click on one, you get all this. But there's some really good stand-ups out there.
A lot of stuff.
What? Do we lose
it
him
happened
again?
It seems like when Aaron comes on that my
what about now
audio goes out.
Well,
did it come back on when he came back?
If he's
Steve,
okay.
We'll keep
okay.
you.
Sorry, guys.
That's my fault.
Okay. If you can hear us, we'll keep you for a couple minutes after the break, and then we'll do that. I want to ask him about Denver and how he ended up in Denver. So we'll do that, and we'll finish up the show with some text too after this very short break. But tomorrow night, folks, on the show that I like to call Nightlight, we've got another great show coming your way. Tomorrow night we will have Greg Pragel, who is a professor at the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, teaching acting. From Appleton Cigar, our pal Norm Kopeski, he will be here. Aaron, have you met Norm?
I have not. No.
Don't make him mad, dude.
Okay. All right. I'll stay out of it.
He's all dude. He's got the beard, the cigar, the raspy voice. He's a great guest, and he puts out a great product. Appleton Cigar is a great, great place. Daniel Wheeler will be here to make the popcorn pick of the week tomorrow. That'll be fun, talking to our pal Danny Wheels. And then my pal Mike Schmidt, very funny comedian, will be here tomorrow night at 7:20. And we'll just let Mike tell stories and try to stay out of his way. When we come back, we'll close up our interview with our new pal, Steve Gillespie, comedian, very funny comedian, will be here. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight. We're coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You guys are playing some bangers.
Always, buddy. Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. Thank you for being here, folks, tonight. We had a great time tonight. This show will be available in podcast form at civicmedia.us. You can hear my interviews with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, Andy Wassman, and actor Alan Kopeski. So be sure and do that if you missed part of the show. On the stream, Daniel Barris Sports Highlight, that's the greatest streaming name I've ever seen, says, "Happy Wednesday, sup peoples." Not much, Daniel. Great to have you, though, buddy. We will get to some of your texts on the text line to close the show in just a few minutes. Right now, we've got a couple more minutes with my guest, the very funny Steve Gillespie, who is bringing his comedy show, The Dose Psychedelic Comedy Show, to Wisconsin. This sounds like an absolute, really different, cool thing. So I would highly recommend it. March 6th and 7th. Check it out at the Dose psychedeliccomedyshow.com. Did I get that right, Steve?
The dosecomedyshow.com.
Dosecomedyshow.com. Okay. So we were talking about comics that make you laugh. What about your favorite? Well, first of all, Denver. You said you lived in LA for a while. Denver doesn't seem like, unless you're from there, like it's a place you go back to. What made you decide on Denver?
Yeah, I have been touring through there for years, and I always really liked it. I always really liked the comics. I was kind of already in with a lot of the clubs here. I was able to really get in with like the indie scene as well. And it was more of a lifestyle move for me because the things that I'm into just kind of fit well with this city. You know, I really like being in the outdoors. I really like the mountains. I rock climb, I hike, I camp, doing a lot of stuff outdoors. And it was a pretty easy move for me. And I loved LA. I really did like living there. But once the pandemic hit,
same.
It just was kind of it wasn't really a place I wanted to be during the pandemic. So
interesting.
Yeah.
So who you mentioned Bill Hicks before. Was he an influence of yours when you started? Aside from your brother Bob, who I'm sure was your biggest influence, what comedians influenced your style?
Harlan Williams is a big one. Harlan Williams is probably the one that's the most ingrained in there. In fact, if you go back and listen to my very first album, I'm basically doing Harlan Williams more or less. I was able to, as I got further along, etched out my own voice, but he was so funny. I actually got to work with him again within this past year. I opened for him at the Stanley Hotel up in Estes Park, and that was nice. Awesome. He's such a good guy.
I opened for him when I was a stand-up at the Laugh Factory outside Chicago, and I never, like, he was a good guy off stage. Like, I like just the banter back and forth. And then I think I lived close to him in LA because I used to see him at this restaurant all the time. But he, yeah. During one of his sets, he just stopped doing stand-up and he sang the song Beth from Kiss, like a cappella, the whole song. And the crowd is like, okay, well, this is interesting. And he just didn't care. I love comics like that. You know?
Yeah, he's a silly goose. He's really silly. Like, we did, when I opened for him up in Estes Park, he started every bit that he got into, he opened the bit with referencing the port, in town. So every bit was like, I was down at the port, and there's like, it's Estes, Colorado. There isn't a port within. So it's just little things like that, or just, I don't know. He just is always, you never really know where he stands with anything. He's really silly, absurdist. So he's definitely a big influence. And man, you know, it's funny, when I was like, the very first comic that I really loved when I was like 10 or 11 years old was Gallagher, which you're not allowed to say. You're
right.
Not supposed to say that as a stand-up.
You're safe here. It's honest, okay.
Yeah. If I'm being honest, you know, 10-year-old Steve, oh man, a guy that's smashing watermelons and jumping on top of a trampoline that's made out of a couch. Like, it's, I don't know. It really,
well, look, you've got a really cool show you're doing, and you've mentioned Hicks and Attell. You got a ton of street cred, buddy, so you could have said whatever you wanted there, too.
Yeah.
I appreciate your honesty. But
yeah,
hey, this is really fun, Steve. I hope we can do this again, and I would love to see you when you're in Wisconsin. It's been great getting to know you, and yeah, keep breaking a leg, man.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Anytime. All right. That's Steve Gillespie. Check out the Dose Psychedelic Comedy Show coming to Wisconsin March 6th and 7th. His homeland, if you will. So what do you think, Zomers? Should we get like a Young Christian Singles bus tour or something and head out to the psychedelic comedy show?
I think we might have to, you know.
I think we should too.
I might know a guy, you know. I might know a guy. I'm not sure.
You could set us up with some tickies. Eric from Madison in the 608 says, Colors with Robert Duvall and Sean Penn. Great choice. Ooh, let's see if we can bang through some of these here. I almost read the colonoscopy thing from Kristen. I'm not going to do that though. Mark, we read that one. Let me see here. We read that one. Are we caught up, Somers?
I think we're pretty caught up. Yeah.
I mean, let Steve go too soon. Okay. Well, we've got, let's see, one more here. I think we've got this one. Don't know if it's my, here's Mark from Prairie to Sac in the 608 says, don't know if it's my favorite Robert Duvall movie, but The Handmaid's Tale in 1990, where he plays the commander, plays a pretty despicable character who'd fit right inside what the Trump administration Project 25, part of a cabal that overturns our government and is then part of the ruling cabal who gets to choose which women to breed with because his wife is now sterile. I just about cheered when he is dispatched at the end of the movie. Thank you, Mark. And sorry we missed your phone call earlier, Mark, but thank you for being part of the show. As I mentioned, coming up tomorrow night, we will have Norm Kapeski, one of our proud sponsors from Appleton Cigar. Love Norm. Comedian Mike Schmidt. We're just going to let him go, folks. Great storyteller. Daniel Wheeler, local artist, makes the popcorn pick of the week. And theater professor from the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, Greg Pragel, will be here. And I think that sounds like it's going to be a really fun show, Aaron. What do you
Should
think?
Be.
Coming back? You'll be here, right?
I will.
Okay, thank God. Then I'll be here, too. Folks, thank you all for your texts and calls. Always fun. Thank you to Dr. Kristen Lyerly, comedian Steve Gillespie, Andy Wasserman, and Alan Kapeski. We'll be back tomorrow night. On behalf of Mr. Aaron Zomers, a fine citizen, I'm Pete Schwabe saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.